Now, I'm only gonna say this once, so you better listen, he growled. We are in a combat situation here, and in a combat situation there is only one penalty for disobedience or insubordination. He jerked the pistol from his hip and held it by the barrel like a club. This is an Army Model 1911 automatic pistol, caliber 45, and it is a primitive but effective weapon. The sergeant and I are authorized to use our weapons to kill to enforce discipline. Don't make us do it, because we will. We will. He put the pistol back. The holster snap made a loud crack in the dead quiet. Sergeant Cortez and I between us have killed more people than are sitting in this room. Both of us fought in Vietnam, on the American side, and both of us joined the United Nations International Guard more than 10 years ago. I took a break in grade from major for the privilege of commanding this company, and First Sergeant Cortez took a break from sub-major, because we are both combat soldiers, and this is the first combat situation since 1987. Keep in mind what I've said while the First Sergeant instructs you more specifically in what your duties will be under this command. Take over, Sergeant. He turned on his heel and strode out of the room. The expression on his face hadn't changed 1 millimeter during the whole harangue. The First Sergeant moved like a heavy machine with lots of ball bearings. When the door hissed shut, he swiveled ponderously to face us and said, "At ease, sit down," in a surprisingly gentle voice. He sat on a table in the front of the room. It creaked, but held. "Now, the captain talks scary and I look scary, but we both mean well. You'll be working pretty closely with me, so you better get used to this thing I've got hanging in front of my brain. You probably won't see the captain much, except on maneuvers." He touched the flat part of his head. "And speaking of brains, I still have just about all of mine, in spite of Chinese efforts to the contrary. All of us old vets who mustered into UNIF had to pass the same criteria that got you drafted by the Elite Conscription Act. So I suspect all of you are smart and tough. But just keep in mind that the captain and I are smart and tough and experienced." He flipped through the roster without really looking at it. "Now, as the captain said, there'll be only one kind of disciplinary action on maneuvers, capital punishment. But normally, we won't have to kill you for disobeying. Karen'll save us the trouble. Back in the billeting area, it'll be another story. We don't much care what you do inside, grab ass all day and fuck all night, makes no difference. But once you suit up and go outside, you've gotta have discipline that would shame a centurion. There will be situations where one stupid act could kill us all. Anyhow, the first thing we've got to do is get you fitted to your fighting suits. The armorer's waiting at your billet. He'll take you one at a time. Let's go."